With KAZU News, I'm Christelle Almanzon. Cigarette butts are a common sight on Central Coast beaches. They're not only gross, they can also harm wildlife. Still, finding a solution to this problem is proving difficult. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
As the marine layer dissolves at Cowell Beach in Santa Cruz, about 50 people search the sand for cigarette butts. This beach is non-smoking, but these volunteers will find plenty. They're all here for a morning beach cleanup, hosted by Save Our Shores and the Santa Cruz County Tobacco Education Coalition. Dan Haefley searches with bucket in hand.
I see another cigarette butt right up ahead here.
Haefley has volunteered at beach cleanups since the 80s. He's worked in ocean conservation just as long and helped establish the Monterey Bay as a national marine sanctuary.
There it is.
He reaches into the sand to retrieve an orange cigarette butt.
You know, if we mess with the ocean, we're messing with ourselves.
While small, cigarette butts cause big problems for the ocean. The filters are made of plastic that have absorbed the cigarette's chemicals, like arsenic and nicotine. Haefley says marine animals can mistake them for food, and the butts also leach those chemicals into the water.
The ocean is the source of 50% of our oxygen. It absorbs excess greenhouse gases from climate change. And the more we mess with it, the more of a problem we have.
Today, volunteers aren't just cleaning up. They're replacing the cigarette butts with artwork, 3-foot handmade cigarette replicas with messages that read toxic waste or bad for your health, bad for the planet. Dozens of these signs eventually dot the sand. The purpose of this art installation? To show how big of a problem cigarette butts are. According to the nonprofit Ocean Conservancy, cigarette butts are the most common piece of trash found on beaches worldwide. Tara Leonard works for the Santa Cruz County Tobacco Education and Prevention Program. She says current methods to reduce cigarette butt litter are not working.
How many of us have seen a dozen cigarette butts within a foot of a trash can? How many of us have seen people smoking within several yards of a no smoking sign? What we really need is higher level policy issues that keep cigarettes and cigarette butts from getting to these places in the first place.
That's something California Assemblymember Mark Stone has tried and failed to do for years. 3 times he's introduced a bill to ban cigarettes with filters in California, citing research that shows filters don't actually protect the smoker. Again, this year, the bill did not make it out of committee.
The big win in this time around, even though we didn't get the policy passed, was we finally got the policy committee to recognize the truth about the health impacts of the filters or the lack thereof.
Stone says another solution would be to ban smoking on state beaches. Legislation to do that is awaiting Governor Jerry Brown's signature, though he vetoed a similar bill last year. For his part, Assemblymember Stone plans to keep pushing legislation to address this problem.
Sometimes policymaking is educating and repeating and trying again. It took how many years to get the ban on texting while driving done? Sometimes new concepts take a while to go through.
As the beach cleanup wraps up, Dan Haefley's bucket is full of cigarette butts.
I will continue to come out and clean up the beach until legislation to ban smoking and to ban trash on the beach is passed, and I will continue to afterwards because there will still be a need for it.
In just 2 hours at Cowell Beach, volunteers end up collecting more than 500 cigarette butts. In Santa Cruz, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.